Disclaimer. We are not experts in any particular field. Nothing in this podcast should be taken as medical or legal advice.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock mini episode. Number something?
No. Yeah, something.
Today, this is going to be like a shout-out mini. But not like a real shout-out mini, but like kind of a shout-out mini. Because I went to the P.O. Box yesterday, I think it was. And in said P.O. Box was a giant box of soap. From Silent Spring Farm. So that is a lovely couple that have a goat farm somewhere. I've lost the little card because I came to this episode totally prepared.
Right.
But it might say on the box. Missouri. They are in Missouri. And they have goats. And they listen to our podcast while they milk their goats. And from the goat milk, they make at least soap. They probably make some other things, but I didn't research any of it. But I wanted to give a massive thank you for the big box of soap, which they smell wonderful. But I was thinking, we are big proponents of buying small and shopping local.
Right.
Now, Missouri is not local to us. They sent us this as a thank you for, you know, getting them through goat milking, I guess.
Well, I mean, to be honest, the buying local thing is, it's important, but it's less restricted
than
it used to be. Because you can buy local to a community that's still small business and still support them from a distance.
Yeah. The standard I try to use is if I can find a local to me supplier or creator or small business, I'll try to use them. But there are some very specific things that, no, I mean, There was recently an Etsy strike because Etsy has not been kind to their creators through their fee structures.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it was brutal. And I am no longer buying from Etsy artists.
Yeah.
If I can help it. Now, that means I will try to find other ways to buy their product if I really want to buy their stuff and support them as small business and creators. Some people only have a shop through Etsy,
right. And
Etsy is banking on that. Their fee structure is messed up, to say the least. But speaking of an Etsy artist who I have supported before, there is a dog on me. But
it was unexpected.
Yeah. But speaking of Etsy artists that I have supported before the Etsy strike, before I learned more about Etsy's problematic structures. So there is an artist called Robert W. Bruce, and he makes rings.
Uh-huh.
Now, we got our original wedding rings from Walmart.
Yeah.
Because we were broke when we first got together. And we're not big fans of diamonds or fancy rocks. Like, it's just not our thing. There's no shame if you dig diamonds and fancy rocks. It wasn't our thing. So when we were getting married, we were like, yeah, these will do. They were like $40 a pop. This year, we decided to upgrade our wedding rings. And we found this artist, Robert W. Bruce. And he makes rings out of all sorts of exotic things. Some fancy rocks. But we purchased rings that are made of dinosaur bone and meteorite.
Yes. I believe mine is a megalodon and yours is a T-Rex.
Mine is a T-Rex. Yeah. And it's got meteorite around it. And they're very cool rings. They are custom made. We had ours engraved as well. But because they're custom made, they're custom sized. And I am not good at math. And I measured my finger wrong. So I currently have to wear my wedding ring on my right hand as opposed to my left hand, where most Americans wear their wedding ring, because it fits my right hand. It does not fit my left hand.
Yeah, I can see it. It looks like it'll slip right off.
It does. But I made a TikTok about that. Not because I was complaining about the artist, not because I was complaining about the product, but because I am an idiot who doesn't math good. And Robert W. Bruce was made aware of that. I guess someone had decided to go check out his stuff and said, hey, I found you because of Gwenna Lathland on TikTok. He's like, really? I'm not much on TikTok, but they sent him my TikTok. He reached out to me and said, hey, I'm so sorry you got the wrong size. I would love to make that right for you. I was like, I stopped you mid-sentence to go, oh my gosh, Robert Bruce said he'd fix my ring.
Yeah.
Now, because of the nature of how this is made, what that would look like for him would be making me a whole new ring. And I'm not going to ask him to do that because it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his doing. It was I measured my ring with my other ring still on my finger.
Yeah, and unfortunately, those other rings we got were were not small business, handcrafted.
Right. They were from Walmart.
Yeah. These were mass produced.
So because I math poorly, but I was so impressed that he was like, hey, I would love to make this right for you. I politely emailed and said, I love that you offered, but I'm not going to take you up on it because I'm not going to ask you to waste time and resources because I'm an idiot.
Right.
But yeah. So with the Silent Spring Farm soap, and we'll put the link in the bottom the comment section and in the notes.
I will say you know what those remind me of is they look like fudge.
They do look like fudge. I've had them sitting on the kitchen counter since I opened the box yesterday. And the number of times that I went, ooh, candy. No.
It's just soap.
it's soap. They smell brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
Cucumber melon, which is very reminiscent of my millennial childhood, and Bath & Body Works. Blueberry thyme. The one I like the best and I'm going to make you wash with is called Kentucky Bourbon.
Nice.
It smells very good.
We see it.
I don't know how you describe the scent of Kentucky Bourbon on a podcast, but maybe Jackson can. There's blueberry thyme. But anyway,
I'm not sure I can describe that.
Right? No, it just smells really good.
Yeah. I do get the hint of bourbon in it.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's sort of modeled after a particular Kentucky bourbon that people know.
I guess. I don't know, but it smells good. This is Smell the Rainbow. It smells kind of fruity. Anyway, so this is the giant shout out episode that says you should support small businesses. You already know that.
It's sad too when you have small businesses that
smell that one.
Go out of business for various reasons.
That was a lovely sound you just made.
Just reaching around the microphone. What is that?
I don't know. I lost the label.
It smells good. There have been like restaurants.
Yeah.
There were some great little restaurants here in near us in Norman, Oklahoma.
They didn't survive the pandemic.
Yeah. And they were like farm to table. I think is an accurate way to describe most of them.
Some of them were.
Yeah.
Really, really authentic types of food.
Really authentic. Yeah. Yeah. And they couldn't survive the pandemic.
They didn't make it through the pandemic.
So it's sad to see them go.
So, yep. If you could avoid Etsy, if they have another way to purchase their wares, I highly recommend do that. If you are unaware of the Etsy drama, Google. I'm not going to try to explain it because I am a little tertiary to the drama that surrounds Etsy and its platform and how it treats and charges creators to use their stuff. I don't have enough expertise in it to go anything other than I am going to avoid using Etsy as often as I possibly can. However, some artists like Robert W. Bruce, he doesn't sell through anything but Etsy.
Right.
So
yeah,
I can't swear off Etsy at all because then that's cutting me off from a lot of smaller creators and small business owners that's the only platform they have available to them. And I get that because it's difficult to set up a whole platform for sales and stuff.
Right.
No shame on those people who are like, no, I can't, there's nothing I can do about it. But I will advise you read up on the Etsy and how they treat their creators and support small as often as you can.
Yeah. There's times where I wish, like we have a local farmer's market
mm-hmm.
here where we live. And there are some excellent crafts that come through there. Sometimes they're food crafts, like canned or bottled things.
Canned jams and jellies.
Yeah, that are really good.
There's a gal here who makes this killer peach jam. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Peach butter. That's what it is.
Peach butter, yeah. Which is surprisingly good with peanut butter.
Really?
You wouldn't think, yeah. Let's see. There were some rugs. Those rugs that that you'd gotten them were really nice.
Yeah.
But they don't have their stuff. They only do the farmers market.
Farmers markets and the local craft markets.
And there's times where I wish. And these weren't exactly like these were pretty young, like millennial age. Some of them were.
So well, I mean, it's just it's a lot. I maintain two websites. I PleasantPeasantMedia.com, which is the host, and then I've also got MamaCusses.com.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot. To maintain a website. And especially since a lot of crafters and people who sell smaller things like this, it's not their only job.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
They have another job.
Yeah.
That they have to do.
It's a balancing act. There's a lot of time sinking.
Which is what makes places like Etsy so important. But then when they're charging so much, I mean, they charge like per listing. It's silly.
Yeah.
it's silly how much money they're charging creators, and they're raising their creator rates. Anyway.
Is it not based on percentage of sale or anything like that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I can't speak to because I don't sell wares on Etsy.
Right.
I just know that there's a massive Etsy strike. I did a little research and kind of swore off Etsy as often as possible.
But. Yeah. Are there any other small businesses you'd like to do a shout out to?
Not off the top of my head, but if you would like us to do a shout out, you can email us at info@pleasantpeasantmedia.com.
Yeah. Like tell us about some small businesses that we can look into and
support. We also have a PO box. If you want to send a sample, I am not asking you to send samples, but, I am currently obsessed with bars of fudge looking soap. So
yeah, this is one where, we'll have to bring these back up in one of our, video podcasts.
Yeah.
So we can show you
what the Silent Spring Farm soap looks like. Cause they're gorgeous.
Yeah, they are.
I'm a liquid soap kind of girl, but all of the soap is being replaced by this temporarily.
Yeah. I think that's fair to say.
So thank you, Silent Spring Farm. Thank you, Robert W. Bruce. And thank you to everybody who supports small businesses. We would love to give you more shout outs.
Yep.
Let us know who. You don't have to send stuff unless you want to.
Yeah, I'll make sure to leave a, for the Spotify listeners, I'll make sure to leave something open where they can directly contact us about it.
Great. You can also go to info. You can also go to pleasantpleasantmedia.com. There's ways to contact us there. You can email us. You can send stuff. You can leave comment on the YouTube, because this will be up on YouTube even though you won't see our faces or the soap. This was a poor time not to set up the camera.
I can take some photos or something and at least
and in the show notes and everywhere available, we will link you to Silent Spring Farms, Robert W. Bruce.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's it. Thanks. Right. Bye. Thanks.
This has been a production of Pleasant Peasant Media. For questions, suggestions, professions of adoration, or to discuss sponsorship opportunities, email info@pleasantpeasantmedia.com.